Well, for the last couple of years now, you've heard us talk about everything about COVID-19, about the pandemic itself, how it's affected us, how we've reacted to it, how we've tried to stay away from it. But in some cases, some folks were affected probably more than others in a lot of different ways. And one of those is how we were affected at work. I'm going to talk a little bit about part of that here today with Samuel Mendez, who's an adjunct assistant professor in rural sociology and a sociologist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, who recently had an article published that helped to track some of the effects on self-employed workers specifically and how they were affected by the pandemic. Samuel, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Talk a little bit about this study. How did you target in on this particular part of the COVID-19 effects?
Yeah, so I've been studying self-employment for the last few years, and kind of as the pandemic went on, we were starting to hear stories about how self-employers were sort of hit a lot harder and kind of these stories of people losing their businesses. And then we came across this in the current population survey, we came across a question that they were asking about self-employment about work stoppage due to the pandemic. So they asked a question of the people in their study. They asked if at any time during the previous 4 weeks were they unable to work because their employer closed or lost business due to the coronavirus pandemic. And so we were able to sort of see, focus in on whether or not wage workers, people working for wages, fare different from self-employed workers. And this is kind of an opportunity to compare those sectors, look for differences in terms of how people fared, in terms of when they were unable to work as they normally would, and what industries were hit harder than others across the sectors.
You know, many times in a state like Iowa, when we look at these types of issues, we tend to break it up sometimes between urban and rural. But when you're talking about the self-employed, that spans all of that.
Yeah, and so when we're looking at urban versus rural, one of the very easy things to look at for self-employed is something like agriculture. So a lot of people working in the agriculture industry who are self-employed, right, who own farms or who work on farms, there's kind of that difference between them too, and we found that among the industries that that were hit the least hardest for self-employers, agricultural industry was among those.
But so many other businesses around them, you know, we saw restaurants and different places where you would have to gather because so many of those places were closed down during the early stages of the pandemic. That had to have an effect on agriculture, I would think too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so we definitely found that things like service industries, food service, personal services, arts, entertainment, recreation, things like that, those industries were definitely the hardest hit. The agriculture industry and construction and things like that, those were hit pretty hard as well. One difference between those jobs and things in the service industry is in agriculture and construction, people are able to continue working because they're outdoors, there's less interaction with the public. And so those industries were hit hard as well. Self-employers maybe fared a little bit better because they're able to keep themselves employed where they might have to lay off some of their workers. So maybe their business is operating at a lower capacity where they can't offer as many hours to their employees. But what's not showing up in that is, of course, how it affects the viability of their business, right? Their business income.
Well, and in that case, too, with some of those places you're talking about, the self-employed, obviously they're small businesses by nature for the most part, but harder in some cases for them to bounce back than if they were wage earners who perhaps just got laid off for a time and then were called back later?
Yeah, definitely. So for those self-employed individuals who, right, are running those small businesses, once they start to lose some of that business income, right, how there's that question of how long they can stay viable, how long they can stay open. And with this study, we found that not only were self-employed people hit hardest right at the beginning, but the effect that it had on them lasted a lot longer. So even this, you know, we ended this study the last the last month we were looking at was May of 2021. And even then, the effect in the self-employment industry is so much stronger than it is in the wage industry. So we had that really hard hit at the beginning, and that really that lasted a lot longer in the self-employment industry.
Sure. Well, you know, when we tend to look at self-employed just as its own box, but then when you break that down even further and take a look at how folks of different races, different ethnicities, different groupings, were you surprised to see some of those findings then too?
I'd say yes and no. There was one study that we looked at that found that, you know, minorities were a pandemic, basically, right? These economic crises tend to exacerbate a lot of those socioeconomic inequalities along racial ethnic lines or native and immigrant lines. So we did kind of go in expecting that minorities would fare worse. What we were a little bit surprised by is that while minorities fared worse in general, we didn't see much of a difference in how they fared between the wage and the self-employment sectors. Only for Native Americans did we see where there was a more adverse effect in the self-employment sector than the wage work sector. Otherwise, we found this that minorities were harder hit, but that it was kind of balanced between wage and self-employment sectors.
Sure. You know, and we hear a lot of folks use terms like normal. We can't wait till things get back to normal. Well, normal, I guess, is how you define it. But if you're talking about how things were before the pandemic with regard to the impacts that the COVID pandemic has had on workers in general, but especially the self-employed workers, normal will never be the way we remember it, right? We're always going to see some changes and long-term effects from that.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, right, one thing the pandemic did is it kind of changed how we think about how employment should be, what normal should actually be, and that reverting to that maybe isn't good for everybody. And so we're kind of seeing how some businesses are able to kind of transition due to the pandemic, and we'll see sort of how that changes how work is if we ever get back to a maybe not normal, but a sort of post-pandemic time.
Yeah. Were too many of these results that you found stunning to you, or did you find a lot of what you kind of expected you might find through this?
I think we found a lot of what we expected. It was kind of good to see those things that we expected show up in the data, but it also kind of, as somebody who studies self-employment, and I, in particular, I study minority self-employment, so I kind of know these sorts of patterns. To see them show up in this data, I guess, is good because it kind of is showing what we expected, but it kind of highlights the inequalities that exist.
Sure. And I want to give credit where credit is due, too, because the study and the work was also co-written by Paul Lewin, who is with the University of Idaho Extension. And when it's all said and done and you've had this now published and you've had a chance to share some of this information, what's your hope for down the road? How do you hope that this information and this study that you've put together is used to kind of help us weather some of these things in the future?
Yeah, so I think what we're hoping is that this is a good starting point for a lot of other studies to investigate what happens during an economic crisis. And of course, this economic crisis, you know, being tied to a health crisis, really changes how work life exists because of the way that it limited what kind of jobs what jobs can remain open and sort of what things we have to transition and move to working remote. But in general, right, this kind of is another example of an economic crisis, and so we can compare how this looks to the economic crisis of 2008 and kind of see how it's different when we're adding in this the pandemic that caused the crisis.
Yeah, and now that we've played through it and now we have some early results and notes from it, maybe better help us prepare for something like this so we don't get hit quite as hard next time.
Yeah, exactly. And sort of the next phase that we're going to take this study is kind of to look at different states in the U.S. and to compare these exact effects across states between wage and self-employment sector, which I think will help us to see some of the effects of different policies, because during the pandemic, especially during the early parts of the pandemic, we kind of had a situation where all of the states were sort of making their own policies and sort of picking their own route to deal with the pandemic's effects. And so once we're done sort of sifting through that data and can get some of those results out there, we can kind of see what states did better and how their policies led to better outcomes for their self-employers in particular.
Very good. Interesting. And maybe something else for students to consider. They spend a lot of time in high school and college maybe trying to chart what course professionally they would like to take and how they see that down the road. And this is another piece of information that they can use to kind of help consider all the different options and the things that they could encounter.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We found that picking what industry you might want to work in, and how your education and your experience kind of leads you to that route really affects how you can deal with these economic crises.
Yeah, very interesting. Interesting stuff. And you can find that online. Again, Samuel Mendez is an adjunct assistant professor in rural sociology and a sociologist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Samuel, I appreciate your time here today. Congratulations on the work, and we look forward to seeing some more down the road.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.